One word to describe that Boston Celtics championship? Well, flat.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I'm absolutely not a Boston Celtics hater the way that you think I am. I'm actually more of one than what you probably perceive. But they did it. The Boston Celtics did it in a playoffs that left much to be desired. The entertainment value really cut out, especially when we lost the stars early on and then the guys like Anthony Edwards in the Western Conference Finals as well. And we had the Celtics and the Mavericks, and of course, there's some star play there, right? Like Jason Tatum carries some headlines. Luka Doncic is absolutely a guy that was in line to maybe be the future face of the league and maybe the best player in the NBA. But the Boston Celtics absolutely shut them out. They absolutely demoralized them. It really embarrassed Luka Doncic in game three. And we'll get to how he might have been feeling health-wise throughout this series. But there it is. The Celtics hanging banner number 18, the most ever in the National Basketball Association, breaking the tie with the Los Angeles Lakers. And on this edition of Theoretically Speaking, on a Tuesday in the wake of the Celtics winning, and I think if I'm checking my clock right, C-Cat, I think they should be pulling up to Miami any time now.
Your mother drive past us. Like, they are coming to our city.
Well, you know what? It's a good time to tell them that if they're trying to find a place to hang out and kick it, maybe watch the Stanley Cup Final tonight. Well, Theoretically Speaking on this Tuesday, brought to you by Duffy's Sports Grill. Tatum, you like 2-for-1 drinks?
Yeah.
How about 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day?
We did it.
Right? We did that. Well, you could do that and more. Maybe even enjoy some of the great starters like the Firecracker Shrimp. And on top of that, you got stuff like award-winning burgers, award-winning wings. It's one of the best places to go, not just to watch games, but to kick it with your friends, enjoy some great eats and vibes. I actually was at a Duffy Sports Grill this afternoon with some high school football coaches. A Duffy's 2-for-1 as we bring you the actual entertainment, and the guests put a character to the faces that you see leading the football programs out here. We did that at a Duffy Sports Grill because it's the best place to hang out. 80 or more televisions in every location. If you're looking for a spot to watch the cats go crazy tonight, Duffy Sports Grill, DuffysMVP.com. At Duffy's, our game is always on. The Celtics game was on last night. I got to start off with a huge congratulations to let's start with the strippers wherever Paul Pierce is right now, right? Like, I know that Paul Pierce somewhere was just absolutely submerged, engulfed in strippers in celebration of the Lakers breaking that tie, or not the Lakers, the Celtics breaking that tie and winning the NBA title. So kudos to him and kudos to the strippers out there that he was probably kicking it with.
He does celebrate that title as if it's one of his own.
He does. Well, if you know about the 08 Boston Celtics, they've been hanging on to the lore of that championship as if they were a dynasty of some sorts, when really, in reality, C-Cat, since we've been alive, we've only witnessed 2 Boston Celtics championships.
Well, you wouldn't think that with how much it's discussed. You would not think that.
We've only literally witnessed 2 Boston Celtics championships since the 90s, since 1990 hit, since the clock turned Michael Jordan in the NBA. We've seen 2, count them, 2 championships from the Boston Celtics, and one of them happened last night. And most importantly, one of them was and part of one of the most forgettable, not just playoffs, but NBA finals that I can really remember. And it ended and culminated in this. Now, I'm the type of guy, I always say this, I love to bask in other people's joy. I love to be able to see other people be lit up and fulfill their dreams. It's always a great thing. Even as I was rooting against the Michigan Wolverines in the national football, in the NCAA playoffs, the college football playoff, when I saw Harbaugh happy, lifting the trophy, feeling like a guy that accomplished his dreams, there was a part of me that was slightly happy for him. I had that same feeling in the pit of my soul as I was watching the Celtics finally get over that hump. Tatum and Brown, who had played in the most playoff games together of any duo in the NBA without winning a championship, they ended that last night. And then they put a microphone in front of Jason Tatum and gave him a chance. I believe it was Lisa Salters last night on ABC putting the microphone in front of Jason Tatum, and he literally delivered the most contrived, corny, and dare I say embarrassing championship just release, championship one-liner I've ever heard.
It's a surreal feeling. We did it. We did it!
What? I feel like dead air makes sense now. We should just sit here in silence for 10 seconds and let it soak on in.
Legitimately, though, C-Cat, like, what, when he did that, when he mustered up the strength in his body, and you could watch him, if you watch the actual video of Tatum yelling out and belching out, "We did it!" Like, he looked up almost into the rafters to remember what he practiced this morning in the mirror. He looked for the words that he just said. He gave it a good pause. He turns back, and he yells it. And I can't help but to feel, like, I felt bad for him in that moment, really. Like, here's a guy in Jason Tatum who, number one, you know he thought he was getting that Finals MVP at that moment.
You think?
Jason Tatum thought he was going to get that Finals MVP at that moment, and rightfully so. Though Jason Tatum is the best player on the Celtics, Jaylen Brown was the most impactful player in these NBA Finals, not just because of the offensive numbers, but the defense that he had on Luka Doncic, his full-court defense, his ability to make it tougher to get buckets. They held Luka Doncic under 30 points in three straight games. That had more to do with Drew Holiday and Jaylen Brown than it did Jason Tatum. But Tatum, if you noticed, over the last 6 or 7 minutes of that game in the fourth quarter, with the result no longer in question, was one of the main guys, again, heaving up shots. I believe I saw a graphic at one point. He had 11 points in the fourth quarter, and he was still going for some buckets, trying to pad those stats. He actually became the first player in NBA history to lead his team through the playoffs in points, rebounds, and assists, and not win Finals MVP after winning a championship.
So what does that tell you?
Jason Tatum, he had at least a bid, right? He had a case for Finals MVP, but what it tells me is that the media members in-house that had a vote, as well as the general public at large, recognized something that we've all been saying literally since the start of these playoffs. Jason Tatum might be the best player on the Celtics, but the most impactful one to winning has been Jaylen Brown through these playoffs. And I don't think that's even controversial to say at this point for a guy that won the Larry Bird Trophy for Eastern Conference Finals MVP. And now, at 20 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists with lesser stats, we can still feel that impact of Jaylen Brown and the way that he dictates the flow of a game more than what Jason Tatum does. He rightfully earned the Bill Russell Award for the MVP of the Finals. I don't have any gripe with it at all. But C-Cat, for Jason Tatum, I do feel he felt a bit of that in his soul. There was a bit of emptiness that he didn't get that accolade to go along with the team championship. He said all of the right things afterwards. Do we have Tatum afterwards talking about? We don't have that. We have Jaylen Brown, though, who was on the podium. And when he got his Finals MVP trophy, he did recognize what he had to do, which was to show some love to his brother, Jason Tatum. The one thing I'll say, the Celtics have handled this about as good as you could want a team to handle this. When that disease of me starts creeping in and everybody starts reaching out for the credit and wanting to get the accolades and the shine, they've at least said the right things in public. Here's Jaylen Brown after he got the MVP trophy.
What does holding this trophy mean to you?
It was a full team effort. And I shared this with my brothers and my partner in crime, Jason Tatum. He was with me the whole way. So we shared it together.
I love it. So, again, it wasn't great, right? Like, it wasn't a finals that we're going to ever remember or recall to. If there's any one moment from this NBA finals that I'll hold on to, I'll be telling my kids about maybe at some point, it was how corny and whack the fake jubilation that Jason Tatum gave at the end of that game to Lisa Salters was. Like, again, can we hear it one more time?
It's a surreal feeling. We did it.
We did it!
Yeah, like that right there is going to be how I forever remember the 2024 NBA Finals. Not that the Celtics passed up the Lakers for most championships in NBA history. Not that we watched Luka Doncic look like a petulant child in Game 3, crying for calls and being lackadaisical on defense, but Jason Tatum winning it and then belching that out. What stood out to you? What one word would you use to describe these NBA Finals where the Boston Celtics win it in 5, a gentleman's sweep over the Dallas Mavericks? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. I say flat. And dare I say their celebration was embarrassing, including when you have a guy like Jason Tatum letting another man pour that champagne all over his face. All right? Yeah, we saw you, Jason. We saw you. A keen eye on that.
Guy can't get a little silly?
I mean, hey, have your fun. But just, you know, control your own champagne bottle. And don't be, you know, it just looked a little worse for him. It looked bad for him. Almost as bad as that belching out of "We did it" that was obviously contrived by him. What one word would you use to describe these NBA finals? Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. C-Cat, I know you were probably inextricably bored. You were glued to the game, watching it because you knew that this was going to be the night that the Celtics would be crowned like we all did. We both picked them in our playoff payoff.
Yeah.
Not only to win, but to cover the 6.5 points because it was obvious the Mavericks were going to roll over and let them have it at TD Garden. But what one word would you use to describe the past 2 months, the NBA playoffs that culminated in the NBA Finals where the Celtics win it in 5 games?
You said flat. The first word that came to my mind initially was yawn. Like, I just did not care. I can forget this tomorrow. And yes, that's what the word I'm going to use is. It's forgetful. Like, I will not remember this series after tomorrow. This might as well have never happened.
And rightfully so. Because as great as it is that a team like the Celtics were in all of these Eastern Conference Finals, 2 years ago they were in the NBA Finals up 2-1 on the Warriors with a chance to win it. It just feels very anticlimactic. And kudos to Brad Stevens. Kudos to the Los Angeles Lakers for passing up on Jaylen Brown in the 2016 draft and drafting Brandon Ingram. And then in 2017, the next year, drafting Lonzo Ball over Jason Tatum. Kudos to the Lakers for helping your rivals beat you in the climb for championships in the NBA. But also, kudos to those Miami Heat. And I got to give a big shout-out to my favorite team, the Miami Heat, who inspired this Celtics championship run. Because if it wasn't for last year, and really all of these years of Jimmy Butler and this crew haunting that Celtics teams, Brad Stevens wouldn't have been up in the GM's office working and retooling that roster. For them to give up Marcus Smart, for them to give up on a guy that literally painted his hair green and trade him off, the heart and soul of your squad, to go out and retool your roster because you knew you couldn't get through that East without bringing in Kristaps Porzingis and bringing in Jrue Holiday. Like, those were masterful moves by Brad Stevens. Those moves also inspired by the Miami Heat, where, again, the Celtics, maybe they're coming to Miami to celebrate their championship because also it's just 2 days out from Father's Day. Maybe they're trying to give a late Father's Day present to the team that's won 3 championships since 1990 and not just a lousy 2. A team that's known for winning more championships than the Celtics and the Heat combined since the 90s. Well, that's the Kaiser University Seahawks. I mean, obviously it's a lot more sports, but 22 national championships. 22, deuce, from the Kaiser Seahawks out there at the flagship campus of Kaiser University here in West Palm Beach. And also they have 3 straight NAIA women's swimming and diving titles, and they had their first national championship on the gridiron, the football squad. Now coached by Miles Rust, they're going to be trying to run that thing back this fall. And to keep up with the Kaiser Seahawks football team, as well as the rest of the athletics, go to Kaiser Seahawks Athletics website, which is KUSeahawks.com. KUSeahawks.com for all the latest on what they're doing out there to hashtag defend the beach. Also, shout out to Kaiser because we'll have our Kaiser 7-on-7 and girls flag football game there June 29th. That's going to be a fun Saturday here for us and for the local squads out here. The Panthers have a chance to seal up the Stanley Cup final tonight. The Florida Panthers can do it on their home ice, just like the Boston Celtics did last night at TD Garden. Now, they did have a bit of a funny thing they have done ahead of time at Amerant Bank Stadium. They have left the towels on the seats for fans, and they're leaning in on a joke about South Florida fandom. I'll tell you what's on their towels, their rally towels for the Rat Pack. And we have Steve Policiner, Uncle Steve, pulling up for the get around. When we come back, Theoretically Speaking, on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
The Boston Celtics have the championship parade Friday, but as we know, they're in Miami today to celebrate for real, because they know where to go to have a good time. And might I add something to their itinerary? I already told them to pull up to Duffy's. How about the Miami Marlins? Go to Lone Depot Park and watch our Major League Baseball team go to work. There's actually a Marlins game tonight. Tomorrow, they're hosting the Cardinals, finishing up that series. And then again on Friday, if they want to stick around and postpone the parade even more, they're starting the series off at home against the Mariners. We already know about Fiesta Fridays. That Mariners game, well, it's always presented to you by Budweiser, a Fiesta Friday where you can get $5 beers, Fiery 305 eats, and a post-game Miami-style party. You can get your Miami-style party tickets for Fridays at marlins.com/Fridays. It's always the best part, right? The party with the baseball. Legacy Saturday is also an option. And then any day is a good day to go check out the fish. So go check them out at Lone Depot Park. Get loud. Show off the colors of your culture. Bring your flags, bring your instruments, and if you're the Celtics, you can even bring Larry O.B. with you as well to check out those Miami Marlins. Marlins.com/tickets to check out the fish battle. And again, they got the Cardinals these next couple of days. Hey, if they do well enough, the Cardinals fans might just cheer for them. They might just applaud them. We know how they get.
I'm glad you're not over that.
Yeah, I mean, it's of all the baseball storylines this year, the Cardinals applauding two opposing teams, it's going to stick with me. It's a little weird, and it's also weird to hear them be defended for doing so. Joining us now for the get around is Steve Policiner, the Palm Beach County Hall of Fame, but here on Theoretically Speaking, he is our Uncle Steve.
He's our favorite uncle.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
A Palm Beach County Sports Commission Hall of Famer and president of Good Karma Brands. It's Steve Policiner.
Uncle Steve, Uncle Steve, Uncle Steve.
Presented by PNC Bank. Committed to making a difference in the South Florida community.
Uncle Steve, Uncle Steve,
Uncle Steve. Woo! What up, Uncle Steve? How did you enjoy your Father's Day weekend?
It was great. Thank you, Theo. I had a great time. Family, baseball, all was good. Little golf, happy day.
That's got to be the way to do it. And then also, I got to ask a quick question about the NBA Finals, though. How surprised were you when you heard Jaylen Brown's name be called out for Finals MVP for the Boston Celtics?
It was literally the only suspense of the entire boring, barely watchable entirety of the playoffs. At least there was that. I love the way Jaylen Brown handled it. And there's always all this talk about him and Tatum, but the way that he, congratulated and thanked Tatum and said they did it together, I thought was all first class.
Yeah.
Really, really good. And I really do think it's like Tatum's always who he is. It seems to be Jaylen Brown's elevation of the difference that he makes defensively, or when they're down, or when you need a play, it seems to really be like the difference in them getting over the top.
Definitely, as we saw.
And not to mention Drew Holiday.
Oh, yeah, Drew Holiday, Kristaps, Derek White. I mean, again, Jaylen Brown should be sharing that Finals MVP trophy likely with Brad Stevens, the GM, who orchestrated one of the better teams we've seen in the past decade. How about we get on the trip? How about we take a turn on the get around?
I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round, round and round. I get around.
Uncle Steve, the get around, always our vehicle to go all across the map, all across the globe, and hit the biggest sports headlines of the day for our good fans here. And, well, our first stop is a familiar place.
Next stop,
take a trip down to the Turnpike, Sunrise, Florida. The Florida Panthers rally towels for Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals read, quote, all six of us, as they look to close out the Oilers tonight at home.
I like this right here, Steve, right? They're playing into the fact that people try to clown South Florida fans and their minute fan base. It's also more specific to the Panthers because people used to act like there weren't a lot of Panthers fans. The Rat Pack wasn't big, but I guarantee you this, the Rat Pack and the Panthers fans going to be loud tonight. Steve P., do you think the Panthers close it out just like the Celtics did last night?
I mean, admittedly, hockey is definitely not my strong suit, but it looks like the Panthers have every answer. You know, every single answer, defensively, score, timely scoring, controlling the puck, physicality. It just seems, I would think so. Feels like, especially coming back and coming home.
Yep.
Feels like it's done.
It feels even better. It just like how the Boston Celtics were able to celebrate at home, it'd be nice for them to be able to celebrate the franchise's first ever Lord Stanley Cup in front of the home crowd.
Next stop,
going to L.A., where former TV analyst Jeff Van Gundy is being hired as the lead assistant for the Clippers after spending a season as the Celtics' senior consultant.
So Jeff Van Gundy hasn't coached since 07, but the thing that sticks out to me about this is, damn, how much help did Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown need? Not only are you adding multiple all-stars in this offseason in Kristaps Porzingis, Andrew Holiday, you had Jeff Van Gundy as a consultant, you got Sam Cassell on the staff as an assistant, you got all, like, they better have won the damn NBA Finals this year. Did you know that Jeff Van Gundy was out there in Boston? I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, I knew that. I think the interesting thing here is that, you know, Van Gundy was tempted several times to come back while he was broadcasting. And, you know, you never knew, was it just not the right situation, whatnot. I think what you're seeing here is Van Gundy is eager to coach, but maybe in a way kind of on his terms, where he dips, you know, back in, doesn't necessarily have the pressure of the head coach, of the head coaching situation. The real thing is, how does the assistant feel? I mean, how's the head coach feel about that? You know, when you're bringing Van Gundy in, who could easily become the head coach.
Yeah.
But he and Lou have worked together, and Lou's got 14 million reasons why it doesn't really matter if he gets fired.
Right. He's freshly signed a new extension. I don't think he feels like his job is in any jeopardy. Plus, you know, Van Gundy actually coached Lou for like half a season with the Houston Rockets back in 04.
Yep. So, I love Van Gundy. If Van Gundy can't broadcast, I like him back on the bench.
Yeah.
He's great for the league.
More rants, please.
Next stop,
Washington, D.C., where Austin Eckler keeps it real on Up and Adams about why he and the L.A. Chargers parted ways this season.
What was the conversation with Jim and company? How could you possibly be a misalignment when you can do everything?
Well, I think you can kind of see kind of how they've been building the team so far this offseason. You know, went out and drafted, you know, a tackle first round, brought in some bigger backs over from Baltimore. And so it's like, hey, they want a guy they can hand the ball off to 300 times a year. And look, I haven't had that capacity to do that. Like, that's not my game.
I love players with self-awareness right here. I love players that keep it real. And also, it is feeling like Austin Eckler is shaping out as a running back. Again, you gotta make that post-career move or figure out what you're going to do after football, because their shelf life is a lot shorter. Eckler's going to be a damn good media personality when he does retire.
I hope he keeps playing. He's one of my go-tos on my fantasy teams. Mm-hmm. He's been so good out of the backfield. You know, he's had a couple injuries over the years, but he can get points and gob.
Yeah.
I love Eckler. As a Giants fan, I was, and no disrespect to FAU, but Motor Singletary, when I looked at what Washington signed Eckler for versus with the Giants and Singletary, I think there's so much more value in Eckler. He's going to make them better, and he's you're right. He will also make broadcasts better when his career ends.
Definitely, definitely, and also he did look a little washed. So I don't know. Toting the rock, maybe not so much, but catching it out of the backfield, he still had it. We'll see what he has for Jaden Daniels and those Commanders.
Next stop.
Back here in South Florida at Jupiter with Theo Dorsey. He's going to spend his afternoon today. Duffy Sports Grill continuing the 2-for-1 high school football series. Because Theo, I know you love Duffy's.
That's right, man. I did it with a couple coaches, Baz Alford for Jupiter Christian, and my coach, my guy, Jason Kradman, the reigning coach of the year at Jupiter High School. We had a nice 2-for-1 at Duffy's this afternoon. Not the drink, Steve, but we had two coaches for one as we did our new high school segment. But you like hanging out at Duffy's even when the cameras aren't involved, huh?
I do. That's great, by the way, to hear that. Jason's a good guy. I know him well.
Yes.
Hey, did you have the hot dogs today?
We did not have the death dogs today, man.
Okay, because Duffy's is rocking with some new hot dogs. Let me just tell you about them right now. All natural, uncured Vienna beef dogs. All right, you got the All-American with chopped onions, sauerkraut, relish, mustard, and ketchup. You have the Cubano, pulled pork shoulder, Swiss cheese, pickles, and mustard on a hot dog. You got the Texan top with the Duffy's signature chili, beef chili. You got the, your natural, like, if you want it as is or however you prefer, you know, however you prefer your hot dog.
Yeah.
Like, there's a dozen other combinations you could be getting at Duffy's right now. It is the dog days of summer. Now through July 31st at Duffy's, where our game is always on.
Steve, thanks for your time, and thanks for giving us another word. We've been asking people all day, what's the one word to describe this NBA Finals, this playoffs? You said boring. I think that summed it up well, but they do get the 18th banner.
Yeah, how about over? Thankfully.
Literally. Thanks again, Steve.
Bye.
That's Uncle Steve joining us here on Theoretically Speaking with all the good takes. And, of course, it's always a good time when you can jump on the Get Around. That's our vehicle. It's safe. It's comfortable. But we know that the South Florida roads, well, they can be a little dangerous sometimes, no matter what kind of vehicle you're in. I found out one of our teammates here, Mike Jones, he's out there on a scooter.
Whoa.
Going to and fro work. A scooter. If you're doing that, man, you got to watch out. You got to keep vigilant, your eyes peeling left to right. And if there is any kind of car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, well, Anajar and Levine accident attorneys, that's what they're there for. Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine, they will fight for you because they don't get paid unless you do. They'll fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. Call Anajar and Levine for your free consultation. Don't just settle for any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. It takes just one phone call to take back control of your life. So take back control of your life. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. What an action-packed Tuesday here. We got to Get Around. We had Uncle Steve. And now I was looking on ESPN.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a fight story, and it sounds like Jake Paul is fighting Mike.
Yes.
Sooner than we thought. Not Tyson, though.
Oh.
We'll have Dean Thomas in. We'll have Tina in for some theoreticals, and I got to pick his brain about what this whole bare knuckle thing Jake Paul's getting himself into. CCast there. I'm right here, Theoretically Speaking, on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Ha, ha. Joke's on you, Boston Celtics. I know you're coming to South Beach. You're going to Miami to party, to celebrate your championship. Well, you're in for a wild one because, you know, the summertime, it gets hot. It's rainy and hot in South Florida. I still love it here, but when it gets this hot, the people that live here, we know, we cheer for the heat, but EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, they make sure to keep you cool. They cool you down. No matter how hot it gets outside, and I hope it gets really uncomfortable for those Celtics, especially when you're hoisting that trophy, get all sweaty and muggy. I hope it's very uncomfortable, but if you want to be comfortable inside of your own home, EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, edsairconditioning.com. They've been doing it since 06 here, family owned and operated, and a trained comfort specialist. So hard to stop a train. I know this personally. I mean, I just got my air conditioning flipped, my unit flipped by EDS a couple of weeks ago, and my house has never been more cool. I've never felt more certain that I won't get that call from my wife. You know that call. Yo, It's climbing up. It's 79, 81, 83. It's getting too hot to be in here. You don't want to be in that situation. This is the time of year you want to make sure you're locked in. I'm a gold plan member with EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. If you do that, you get two checkups, preventative care, not just repair, and you can make sure that you are safe from the heat. EDSAirConditioning.com. So we just came off of what was literally one of the most lousy, unentertaining, and forgettable NBA finals of like literally my lifetime. Tina's jumping in here on a Tuesday. Tina, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am doing amazing. It's so good to see your face. Also good to see your face. Dean Thomas here. We're like, three or four days out from fight week.
Man, we three or four. Well, I mean, three. Yeah, I guess you're kind of right, huh?
It's Tuesday. Yeah.
Tuesday, I mean, yeah. So we got a couple days, then it's fight week. I can't wait. UFC 303. I'm headed out on like Monday or something like that. It's going to be exciting. I'm excited to be here today, though.
Do you know what day you're leaving, actually, like that you're flying out?
I have no idea. Monday or Sunday. Yeah. One of them days. I have no idea. I just checked my schedule, and then whatever it says, I'm out.
You out. Bam. Yeah. Say less. Well, we'll get into some fight stuff as well, but I do want to just – did y'all watch any of that NBA final? Did you watch any of Celtics, Mavericks, and that performance that was put on?
I didn't watch one second.
Yeah.
I didn't watch any of it at all.
I ain't going to lie to you, man. I didn't even know it was the finals. Like, I knew that they were playing each other, but I was like, I just thought it was a regular game.
Yeah.
I really thought it was just a regular, and I was like, yo, they playing again?
Again?
I thought they just played last night.
Well, you know, Kyrie Irving didn't realize it was the finals either. If you saw what the box score looked like through those five games. It was bad.
Yeah, he laid an egg.
He laid about four or five of them, especially when they played in Boston. The Dallas Mavericks losing that one. The Celtics hang the banner. They have 18 now, the most all-time in the NBA. And would y'all want to play guessing game right quick? Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, who won Finals MVP? You hear about one of them more than the other.
I think I read this, though.
Okay.
I think I read this. Who won? Jaylen Brown.
I'm going to say Jaylen Brown, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, we've talked about it all day here on Theoretically Speaking, too, so of course you've been hearing it. But that itself, Steve kind of made the point, it was more suspenseful finding out who was going to win Finals MVP between the two Celtics stars than it was whether or not the Celtics were going to continue to steamroll the Dallas Mavericks. Like, it was a very forgettable NBA
Finals. I was going to say, wasn't it kind of underwhelming in terms of, like, publicity and attention to it? It didn't seem like anybody was paying attention to the basketball.
Well, I mean, we were. It just was bad. It just was nothing really fun to talk about. Like, CK, I mean, we get on here, we're talking about, like, I mean, what memory are you going to have from these finals? The one memory I can say, C-Cat, is Jason Tatum after the game, after winning this first championship. He's been up against it so many different years. He's fought the battle. He's been so close. Well, take a listen to actually how he celebrated on the mic.
It's a surreal feeling. We did it. We did it!
Did that seem genuine to y'all?
No, it sounded not at all.
Let me tell you how whack it was. Because the game was on yesterday, right? And I'm sitting there. I saw the game on, and I turned the channel just so I could turn on Netflix and watch Quarterback.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And that came out like last year.
I know.
You're watching.
And I'm watching it now. I just started watching it now. I was like, you know what? Basketball is on and it's live. Let me watch something that came out last year.
Oh, my goodness. Nice. That's a nice ad for receiver that's going to be coming out this summer. Justin Jefferson, George Kittle. Who else is on that receiver Netflix doc?
I don't know.
It's not.
Are we going to do every position?
I don't know. I think running back might have some steam. Corner would be pretty good. They're the most talkative.
We're at four right now, so.
Right.
Defensive tackle. Yeah, that's the one I want to see.
Well, those could get interesting. Yeah. Those could get really interesting. So, first, man, I do think, yeah, we did have a pretty miserable NBA Finals, a pretty forgetful NBA playoffs. But, Dean, we did get, in this week, a Jake Paul fight update. Here it is as I read it. Jake Paul, of course, we know the Tyson fight got postponed. That's going to be fought on November 15th. But now Jake Paul is fighting the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships Platinum Mike Perry in an 8-round cruiserweight. What the hell is that?
I know Mike Perry. I know him well. I was his very first MMA coach back in Orlando.
Yeah.
And he actually fought a couple times at the show in Fort Pierce called Rise of the Warrior.
Mm.
And so he's essentially a local guy.
Really?
I mean, he's more so Orlando.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, he's been around here. But, I mean, he can fight. Bare knuckle, you don't want to see him. Bare knuckle, I mean, he is built for – I mean, he punched Luke Rockhold in the mouth, broke his face. His teeth came out of his mouth. Like, and together. Like, they were still together.
Oh,
and it came
God.
Out of his mouth. And, I mean, this guy is a serious bare-knuckle fighter. But when you talk about boxing, you know, Jake is – this is what Jake's going to do. He's going to jab and grab.
Yeah.
Jab and grab. Jab and grab. Because he knows he don't want – he's not going to want to trade with a guy like Mike Perry.
That's the thing, too. It's like if you're taking a guy like Jake Paul, who's once again going to fight somebody who's, you know, playing a little bit out of their sport, does he actually have a chance to lose this one?
He does, but again, but he still puts himself at an advantage because it's not Mike Perry's sport. Mike Perry is a bare-knuckle guy where you can't play with the rules like you do in boxing.
Yeah.
It's different. It's very different. So Jake Paul gives himself an advantage.
It's going to be hard to set lines on that one, but I know Hard Rock Bet, likely with a name like Jake Paul involved, Dean Thomas. I mean, Hard Rock Bet finds a way to put lines on anything, and it makes me hungry to get some money.
Have you all heard? Hard Rock Bet is legal in Florida. Maybe you haven't, but I know you heard the jingle. Legal in Florida, legal in Florida, legal in Florida. It's the only legal place to bet on sports. The Florida Panthers could end the series tonight. So make sure you place your bet at Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock Bet has it all. UFC, hockey, baseball, and even ping pong. And the best thing about sports is there's always something to bet on. Try Hard Rock Bet now and get a no-regret first bet up to $100. If your first bet doesn't win, that means you get up to $100 back to try again. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Hard Rock Bet is Florida's sports book offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-800-ADMIT-IT.
How'd that jingle go again?
Legal in Florida. Legal in Florida. Legal in Florida. Legal in Florida.
That's not it.
I think it's Hard Rock is legal in Florida.
It's similar to that.
And that's what I said.
It's like legal in Florida.
I mean, I ain't do the whole beat and all that. I was just doing just the lyrics part.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's
Hater
pretty
good. Cat back there.
Are you old enough yet to gamble,
Tina? Yes, I'm old enough.
Okay, just making sure. I know you are old enough to do some theoreticals on a Tuesday.
Always.
Get your margaritas ready.
Let's go, girl.
And make it a double. Because it's time for Theoreticals. With our resident girl next door, Tina.
Let's do this.
Now, I ran the risk there. They say don't ask a woman your age.
Okay.
I figured you hit 21. I figured you can get in for some scratch on some stuff.
Oh, yes. I hope so. We talk about double margaritas in there.
Well, you know what? We know you're not a rule breaker, but it seems like our guy C-Cat has the perfect theoretical today because he's apparently been breaking some kind of unwritten rule in his own household.
Yeah. So it's a big argument in my house. Me and my girlfriend, we normally get along. We're two best friends living in the same apartment. But this is where it gets contentious because I like to nap on the weekends. She doesn't like how long I nap on the weekends. No plans, right? No dinner reservations, not plans to meet anybody at a certain time. Completely wide open Sunday. If it's 1 o'clock and I want to nap until 3 o'clock, I think I should be able to nap as long as until I wake up naturally. She thinks that 30 to 45 minutes is enough for a spontaneous weekend nap. And if I'm sleeping longer than that, she will wake me up.
Wait.
That is, she says if we're both home together, that it is rude to her that I sleep for no reason.
How does she wake you up? That's the question. Is it nice
whisper? A bucket of water. Get up.
It's a kind wake up. It's a, hey, baby, tap, tap, maybe once. And then 5 minutes later, does it again. And then 5 minutes later, does it again. And so I get angrier.
Enough. C-Cat. Here's the thing I'll say first on that, because we talk about how nice a lazy weekend can be.
Yeah.
Right? It's fun to be able to sit back on the couch, get some rest in, and get a lazy weekend in. But she might have a point. Like, get your tail up off the couch and enjoy your weekend, right? Like,
spend some
soak
quality
up some
time
fun.
With her.
No.
Thank you.
C-Cat is right.
Thank you.
Yeah. His weekend is his weekend. If that's how he enjoys his weekend sleeping, he needs to be able to sleep on the weekend.
Because the alternative would be we're watching TV. Like, that would be the opposite. If
but
if
you're
I'm awake,
doing it together.
Oh, it's lame.
She can sleep too. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let her come lay down and sleep
with
you.
Yeah, do the couch cuddle watch. The couch cuddle watch. It's an undefeated move.
And if she do the couch cuddle watch, if she falls asleep while the TV's on when you're sleeping.
Dean just learned about the couch cuddle watch, by the way.
What is it? You didn't just learn about that? The couch cuddle watch?
I just learned about it. I don't know what that is, but I'm just saying.
It's the couch cuddle watch.
It speaks for itself. Couch cuddle watch.
Some people will say like the Netflix and, well, Netflix and chill is a totally different thing. Never mind.
Couch cuddle watch. Oh, couch.
Couch cuddle watch.
Watch.
Right? You lay up on the couch. You're watching. And especially if you're cuddling C-Cat, guess where you're at in position to her? Hopefully. I don't know what the big spoon, little spoon situation is, but you'll be behind her. So you fall asleep.
That's
she
not
won't
how
even notice.
C-Cat operate, though. He in the front.
He in front. Yeah. Little spoon guy. I can see that. You know, have your fun. Yeah. But she still can't see your eyes. So that's when you get a little doze off.
That's what
everybody
I'm saying.
Wins.
Not no, because she's going to notice after one or two comments that go unanswered or ignored that I'm not awake, that I'm falling asleep, or I am asleep, so that I don't get shaken awake. I don't want that.
Listen, this is what you do, man, and I'm going to tell you this. From an old guy who's been around the block a few times, you know when you get to the crib?
What block?
You know when you get to the crib and you park the car wherever you live at?
Mm-hmm.
That time of sitting in the car is your peace.
Okay.
Fall asleep right there. Just leave the car
you
running.
C-Cat's like,
C-Cat's going to go run an errand and just be sleeping in the car. She's going to catch him.
I'm telling you, it's the most peaceful sleep that you will ever experience in your life. Now, anybody listening right now who's done this before knows exactly what I'm talking about. It is the most peaceful sleep that you can get before you go in the house and hear, wah, 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 wah. Sleep in the car, and then when you go in, everything's all good.
But what if you get caught? That feels like an equivalent of cheating. Like if I am intentionally not being by your side because I want to be alone, I go to those extents and I don't tell you about it.
I'll keep the windows up. You know what I'm saying?
Lock the doors.
Lock the doors. You're good to go.
He's not wrong about that because I think I would be more afraid of my wife Ashley catching me sleeping in the parking lot in the car than I would of her catching me like on a date with another woman. Like she would be more mad at me. Like she'd be like, fine, I'll get some margaritas. If I was sitting in the car asleep out front of the house, yo, I would get in so much trouble.
Well, yeah, what? Because at least if you're on another date, maybe that person is that good. No, if you choose to be by yourself, it's that your significant other is that bad.
Yeah. So maybe a no to the parking lot sleeping, especially at this age. I will out one of my neighbors. I've seen him pulling this move multiple times. Oh. It is a vet move.
I'm telling you.
It is a vet move.
It's the best sleep you can get.
I just would be a little nervous about doing so. The best sleep you can get in a car, well, I think it's top 10, top 5. I think there's another place that might even lure you to sleep with how relaxing it is, Tina.
Oh, and that's Opalm Beach. And I went there this Saturday for my staycation. It was the most perfect weekend. Mm. You know, C-Cat, your perfect weekend might be taking naps. Mine was this past weekend at Opalm Beach. I had an amazing experience from attending the spa, and AJ was my concierge, and she walked me through the entire place. I had an amazing massage by Antonio, and he was amazing. Mm. And then I stayed the night and had this amazing dinner. I just keep saying amazing because it was all amazing. Amazing
epic
dinner at Pulpo. And Will, the server there, was just so attentive. And they even brought, you know, a little extra limoncello to the table, maybe a little extra, an extra app. It was all around the best staycation I've ever had. And I'm going to be back there this summer for another staycation, definitely. And again, it's summer. And if you can't get away, a staycation is the way to go. And that is at Opalm Beach. It's a Forbes 5-star resort with a private beach, two oceanfront pools, spacious guest rooms, and a reimagined kids and teens club if you gotta bring them. The O Spa is also a 5-star spa that offers massages, facials, pedicures, and more. You can book your stay today. Florida residents receive 15% off the best available rate now through October 31st. Visit eaupalmbeach.com for more information and to make your reservations. That's eaupalmbeach.com. The naps at Opalm Beach would be even better, C-Cat.
So peaceful with the with the music playing in the background.
Maybe you should take your girlfriend to Opalm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
You can take your naps there, and then she'll be occupied. You get her a little spa service, and win-win.
Maybe.
Win-win. We got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you a pivotal question. Number one, how many roundabouts can you do in a roundabout before you get pulled over? But also, more importantly, do the Panthers take home the cup tonight? Are we going cats crazy, theoretically speaking, on ESPN 106.3?
My leg! My leg! I am not angry. I am in pain. My leg!
Time now for an injury report.
My head and torso!
Wow, that's crazy. They hit me everywhere except
my legs!
Presented by Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Go where the pros go.
My leg!
The NBA Finals are in the books as the Boston Celtics won Game 5, but we learned afterwards that head coach Joe Mazzulla, he's not going to be spending a lot of the offseason just celebrating, also getting a surgery because he tore his meniscus in March. He coached and won a championship on a bad meniscus. Congrats to him and the Boston Celtics on banner number 18. The Baptist Health Injury Report, brought to you by the Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. It's time to take you home. First and foremost, I will say in celebration of Juneteenth, we will not have a theoretically show, theoretically speaking show tomorrow. We will be back on Thursday for episode 50.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And you got me and Dino.
Right. That's going to be a big celebration.
And Juneteenth, if you don't know how to celebrate, just get you some sweet tea.
Sweet
tea?
That'll
be good. Yeah, that'll be a good celebration.
Get some cornbread, too.
Yeah, get
you know what I'm saying?
Cornbread and sweet tea.
Also,
good to go.
Quick question. Is cornbread a dessert?
No.
I always thought it was a dessert, and my wife corrected me, and I thought I was heavily...
I think it's just like a side dish.
I love sweet cornbread.
I do love cornbread, though.
It's good.
I'd eat it for dessert.
It's delicious.
It is kind of a dessert, though.
Make some honey cornbread and delight in that. I'm also going to go golfing in celebration of Juneteenth.
Nice.
Let's go quick picks then. We'll go around the room. We'll start with you, C-Cat. Do the Panthers finish the Stanley Cup final tonight?
I think it doesn't happen. I think this is going to go to game six.
What a rain on the parade. I say Cats go crazy and win it tonight. Tina, what you think?
Oh, they're winning tonight, and I'll be at the parade.
There we go.
Yeah, they're going to win. I mean, it's written.
We only got one guy against the grain there in C-Cat.
Sorry.
We'll see how that works out for you. For everybody else, enjoy the Panthers taking it home. Playoff Bob, Matthew Tkachuk, Carter Verhaeghe. Get a couple goals for the fellas. Go in love. Go in peace. Go enjoy. We won't see you tomorrow. We'll see you again Thursday celebrating episode 50 on ESPN 106.3.